Plattsburgh was one of the first cities to be awarded a $10 million New York State Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. The primary area that will be redeveloped is a large parking lot one block from the city center adjacent to the Saranac River. A developer recently revealed a proposed $25 million multi-use plan for the nearly five-acre site. Mayor Colin Reed says he's hopeful construction work can begin soon.
For that part of the downtown revitalization, the developer believes that if things go well, he can complete their end within about 20 months. Some of that still requires state contracting. As you know, with state programs, there's an awful lot of criteria that we have to meet. But we're looking to really see things done by later this year or early next year and completion within a couple of years. And I think that'll be transformational if we get those 125 new households living downtown on a year-round basis to really reverse the decline in the property tax base. Remember, the city of Plattsburgh has 5 square miles, and we're kind of landlocked in that way. We don't have much room or any room to expand. The only thing that we can do is make those 5 square miles more valuable over time.
Along with the downtown development, one of the big issues with that has been parking, because the development is on the city's largest parking lot, which is going to displace things. You're redoing the city's parking. Used to be free. It's going to be charged now. You have a parking advisory committee at work. And recently, you've created the idea of parking passes because of the disruption. Did that come out of the work of the parking advisory committee, or is this something that you thought of and are trying to gauge reaction to now?
I think all of that. As you know, when the city pitched the idea of the Durkee Street development to the state back in 2015, the city probably should have recognized at that point that this would mean having to find 289 parking spots somewhere else. We hired a parking consultant. And the first thing he said to us was, you don't have a parking problem so much as you have a parking management problem. You got no management system in place. You haven't had a parking enforcement officer for years. You have laws in the books, but they're not even being enforced. And the parking is free, so you have no tool to encourage parking in one area or discourage parking in the other. Ultimately, what we want to move towards is free or low-cost parking off-street. And if you want the convenience of on-street parking right in front of the restaurant, et cetera, maybe you have an hour or two for free. But if you're going to park there all day, after a certain point, you need to start paying a price for it. We need that parking to recycle and rotate. We're not looking at this from a revenue perspective. We're looking at this as how do you manage a resource? And you don't manage resources if everything is free. You need to create differential incentives to park in different locations. So the first step we need to do is start enforcing the laws that are on the books. And that got people upset. I got a ticket myself. One of my councilors got a ticket. My chamberlain got a ticket once we started enforcing laws. 10 minutes over the two-hour limit, which just goes to show just how efficient our new parking enforcement officer is. And when we put this in place, one of the first things that a business person downtown said was, could you just sell us a nominally or inexpensively priced permit so we can park downtown, not have to worry about running out, moving our car every 2 hours? This is something that the consultant had recommended to us as well. So we're trying to put in a temporary trial program. And from that data, then the parking advisory committee can make some recommendations to the council for a more permanent solution.
Mayor Reed, for the listeners who are not from the Plattsburgh area, we have a footbridge that was condemned that goes over the Saranac River that was very convenient for residents and high school students of the south end of the city to just walk across this bridge and get to school or to the downtown area of the city. With that bridge being condemned, they have to find alternative modes of transit. Apparently, one of the staff members of the high school was at the meeting, the Common Council meeting last week, saying it's become very problematic with the fact that the river is now iced over, students are crossing the ice on the river, just walking across the ice. Apparently, they're still using the footbridge, climbing over it in any way they can. There had been an agreement between the city and the school for repair costs, et cetera.
Actually, there was an agreement from almost all parties involved for a true partnership on the footbridge. We'd agreed to that actually last summer. The Board of Education recently decided not to approve that agreement. So we're trying to get back to some sort of true partnership. And I think we'll get there. As you know, it's not the city's bridge. It's actually owned by the school district. But we think it's, just like the school district, we think it's a valuable part of our entire community, our broader community. So the city would very much like to partner on this and recognize it as a joint responsibility and work hand in hand rather than as adversaries on this. So I'm hopeful we're going to get there. We've been having constructive conversations, and the senator came up with some money to help us repair it.
Well, not just Senator Little. I understand Assemblyman Jones also managed to get some money from the assembly, too.
That's right, $50,000 for maintenance of the bridge once it's repaired. So that's and he's also being very helpful in getting the parties together and creating that partnership I discussed.
With students and other people still using the bridge or climbing over the top, as some people have described it, who's liable if something happens, and is there any way to further prevent them? I know you've got gates and stuff that are supposed to be preventing them, but what's the liability in this situation?
That'd be up to the school district to figure out. It's their bridge, and they condemned it. They put the wall and the barriers up based on the recommendation of their engineer. The city will help in any way we can, obviously, but we're very concerned about the health of our students, so we'll be right there to work with them on that.
Plattsburgh Mayor Colin Reed is a Democrat serving his first term. You can hear the full interview at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.